The tiny differences in that remaining 0.1%, a roughly one nucleotide base in every thousand, to quote the British geneticist and recent Nobel laureate John Sulston, are what endow us with our individuality. Much has been made in recent years of the unravelling of the human genome. In fact, there is no such thing as the human genome. Every human genome is different. Otherwise, we would all be identical. It is the endless recombinations of our genomes, each nearly identical but not quite, that make us what we are, both as individuals and as a species. But what exactly is this thing we call the genome? And what, come to that, are genes? Well, start with a cell again. Inside the cell is a nucleus, and inside each nucleus are the chromosomes, 46 little bundles of complexity, of which 23 come from your mother and 23 from your father. With a very few exceptions, every cell in your body, 99.999% of them, say, carries the same complement of chromosomes. The exceptions are red blood cells, some immune system cells, and egg and sperm cells, which for various organizational reasons don't carry the full genetic package. Chromosomes constitute the complete set of instructions necessary to make and maintain you, and are made of long strands of a little wonder chemical called deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA. The most extraordinary molecule on Earth, as it has been called.